Welcome to the Dog Talk Show, brought to you in part by Wellness Pet Food. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 11:50 a.m. And it's wonderful to be here again today. Hi, Eric.
Hey, good afternoon, Julie. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
You know what today is?
No.
A great day to take your dog for a walk.
It's a great day to take your dog for a walk. It's a beautiful, gosh, we have this beautiful foliage right now, and there's some trees right outside the studio, a cluster of these really bright red trees.
I'm starting to feel old because when I started working here, the tree was really small and barely reached up here, but now it's practically covering our view here on the fifth floor
of
the offices here. So
yeah, it's a good measure of years, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, the tree right outside the window is beautiful, and it's great to be here. We have a guest today. Dan Paul is back with us. He's the Washington State Director of the Humane Society of the United States, and we're going to be talking to him about pet stores, pet store dogs. So that's pet stores that sell puppies and puppy mills, and some information about that, and information about the laws around that, because it's interesting topic we've been talking about. Pet stores the past couple shows, and I've done some research on my own, and it's definitely brought up some questions for me, and so I remembered Dan Paul was our guest, our very first show, something like
Dog Talk Show.
Classic, yeah. Something like 34 shows ago, so we have our first guest back on the show today, so that's exciting.
We could call him friend of the show, even, yes, at this point.
Dog Talk Show veteran. So we are going to talk to him, and then we're going to do our drawing at the end of the show.
That's right, the big gift basket.
The big gift
basket.
We've
been all waiting with bated breath to see who was going to win that.
And you're actually going to have the honor of picking the name.
Oh, awesome.
So we're going to draw it live.
Well, I knew I was going to have the honor of playing the drum roll. So
yes,
that was already exciting
of
enough.
Of course.
Now I'm really excited.
So I've got all the emails that we got in with people letting me know that they were listening. They automatically got entered into this drawing for this gift basket, a copy of Dogged Pursuit by Robert Rohde about his year of competing his dog Dusty in agility.
That's right.
The Lost Pet Chronicles, written by Kat Albrecht, who's the founder of Missing Pet Partnership. $50 in gift vouchers for Wellness Pet Food. Bit of Love Treats, of course. Dog Talk Show car sticker. And I think there might even be another book in there. So it's a really nice little gift package, sort of a summary of the shows as well.
Absolutely. So, it's the best of the Dog Talk Show.
Yes.
All right.
I wish I had another copy of Wiener Takes All that I could add to that, but I don't. But you can get that at wienertakesall.com, a documentary about national wiener dog racing. We had Shane McDougall on the show. So funny. So let's bring Dan Paul, Washington State Director of the Humane Society of the United States, on with us. Hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going, Julie?
Good. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's great to be able to be invited back to the show.
Yeah. Well, I was found myself just as a consumer with questions about, you know, well, gosh, I found this pet store and they sell puppies, and I know that that's bad news, but okay, what can I do about it? And kind of needed some more information. So I thought, ooh, I'll call Dan Paul. So for people out there listening, you're welcome to give us a call anytime. If you have a question for Dan or myself, feel free to give us a call, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527, or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. So, Dan, will you just tell us a little bit about pet stores stores that sell puppies, and why those... I mean, I'm making the assumption that any dog really in a pet store, or a very, very, very high percentage of dogs sold in a pet store environment, is from a puppy mill.
Yeah, I think that's an accurate interpretation, or at least analysis of the situation. Mm-hmm. What we see is that, you know, the reason why pet stores sell puppies is because they're adorable and they bring people to the store, and, you know, there's nothing more heartwarming than seeing some puppies playing in the window. Mm-hmm. But the real sort of story, it's traced back a step before, and that's where do they come from, and, you know, what conditions are their parents being kept?
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes these stores that are selling, you know, massive amounts of puppies are getting them from producers that are producing massive amounts of puppies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can keep a dog confined in extremely small spaces, and you know, they will mate and they will have puppies, and that's a, you know, an inevitable biological function. So it's not hard to produce them like a cash crop.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really what a puppy mill is. It's a large-scale, unregulated mass breeding facility that's not, it's not your neighbors next door that are having, you know, a litter of puppies, or even, you know, people that are participating in breed groups and having, you know, yearly litters of puppies. It's people that are truly just, you know, for motivations, you know, greed is the ultimate motivator, and so they're looking to exploit this resource.
Mm-hmm. And so it's a puppy mill would be something, it's regulated by the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Some are, and that's where it gets a little confusing. If these puppy breeding operations are selling on a wholesale level, which is they're selling to a middleman, which would be to a pet store, then yes, they're regulated by the USDA. Ones that sell directly to the public via online is a emerging avenue, or mm-hmm. just in swap meets, or you know, other ways, then there is absolutely no regulation for those breeders.
Mm-hmm. And so that's what was happening recently with the puppy mill busts that happened in Washington State. Those were not USDA-regulated facilities.
That's right. That's right. It's happened here, and it happens all over the country. But, yes, it happened several times out here in Washington this past year.
Mm-hmm. So I was reading online. There's a website called PetShopPuppies.org, and they had some information about the trip, how the dogs are transported from the mill, which is really a facility designed to mass produce dogs, puppies. So they have these dogs that breed, that basically live their lives in a cage, really never leave the cage, that get bred to produce puppies that are supposed to be 8 weeks, at 8 weeks of age, are then transported around the country to pet stores by brokers.
That's right.
And it was talking about the, you know, these dogs are picked up and basically put into a truck in a lot of cases and just moved along to all these different stops. And, you know, they make all their stops and pick them up, and that these dogs can just be in cages for days, these babies.
Yeah. And they're babies, and they have a developing immune system. And so, you know, it's extremely shocking to their systems, and oftentimes, you know, they're traumatized by the trip, they're taken away from their parents, and they can get sick very easily, and they can develop chronic conditions from that transportation.
Yeah. So in addition to dogs that are not genetically sound, I mean, these breeders are just mass-producing puppies. They're not paying any attention to the, you know, whether the parents of the dogs are good dogs to be producing, because this is what something that a responsible breeder should do, and that what they do is that if any of the adult dogs come up with any sort of health condition that's genetic, they stop breeding them.
Right. And this is a good time for me to direct your listeners. We have a very comprehensive website. It's stoppuppymills.org. There you can find, you know, what it's like inside a puppy mill if your listeners aren't quite familiar.
Mm-hmm.
You can, there's frequently asked questions, how you can take action, but there's also a place for responsible breeders to join on this movement too, because part of it is that, you know, these breeds that have been cultivated for, you know, thousands of years are really being destroyed from out from under us. And so we want to include breeders onto this that are doing it the right way, because they're a very important part of this whole equation.
Mm-hmm. And what's that website?
So it's stoppuppymills.org.
Okay.
And you can access it that way, or you can go through the humanesociety.org website.
Okay. Stoppuppymills.org. I know that there have been some breeders that I've heard locally who have been, there's been a lot of legislation happening in Washington State around puppy mills and preventing these types of situations from happening again. And but there's been breeders who have expressed concern that the some of the laws are impacting them in a negative way and where they are responsible breeders. Do you have a sense for what those aspects might be?
Well,
or where are you in the lawmaking process consulting with, you know, responsible breeders to help formulate the laws so that they focus on the people
right,
who
so
are
this,
breaking
the,
them?
The law passed in Washington, a big element to the bill is that it caps the number of dogs that any one person can have in possession
mm-hmm.
at 50, which is dogs over the age of 6 months
mm-hmm.
able to reproduce.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a huge amount of dogs, and that requires a huge amount of care to care for 50 dogs.
Mm-hmm.
When they can have four or five puppies at any given time, you can have 49 females and one male.
Right.
And so it's not just 50 dogs on the premises. You can have hundreds and hundreds of dogs. And so I think that that's a very fair compromise. We originally proposed at 25 dogs, which again is a you know mind-blowing amount of dogs. But
mm-hmm.
You know 50 is something that we're comfortable with, and I think it's a good compromise between folks that want to you know continue to breed as a primary means of income source. But it also provides you know ample room for just the hobby breeder and the you know the breed aficionados.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back in just a few minutes with Dan Paul, Washington State Director of the Humane Society of the United States. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Who let the dogs out?
Wellness Natural Food for Pets uses simple, pure, authentic ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. All wellness recipes include lean meats, whole grains, fruits, and veggies with no meat byproducts, no wheat, no corn, no soy, or artificial preservatives. For an exclusive savings offer and to find wellness at a pet specialty retailer near you, visit wellnesspetfood.com/Seattle. That's wellnesspetfood.com/Seattle. Join Wellness on Facebook and Twitter today.
Get your dog to smile with treats good enough for people, but specially made for dogs. Introducing Bitolove, the treat that's made in the U.S. with USDA-inspected meat without any artificial flavors, colors, or byproducts. It's guaranteed to make them smile. So the next time your four-legged family member comes walking through the doggy door after a hard day of chasing birds and digging holes, put a big smile on their face with some slow, roasted, mouth-watering Bitolove dog treats. And don't forget to stop by Bitolove.com to learn more about our variety of flavors.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of animals. It's the last Sunday of the month already, and that means it's shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. We'll catch up with our regulars, the birds at Mollywood Avian Sanctuary, the horses at Equine Rescue Association, and the wild ones at Sarvey Wildlife Care Center. We'll have a new pet of the week and a full report on what's happening at KCACC on Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hi, this is Teresa McKenna, your host for Empowerment Strategies Radio. Are you having trouble making progress in some area in your life? Join us every Wednesday afternoon at 1 while we talk about the challenges in our lives, business, and leadership roles. We're going to bring you some vital information that will give you the edge you need in making those decisions in your life. Every Wednesday at 1, put it on your calendar now and let's take it to the next level right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Camley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Camley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? The choice is clear. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150. We're back with Dan Paul, Washington State Director of the Humane Society of the United States. Welcome back, Dan.
Thank you so much.
So we've been talking about pet stores and puppy mills, and have a question. When I was talking to you on the phone about this, which doesn't make sense to me, and I know that we're just in agreement about this. It is, like you said, sort of a conundrum. But in Washington State, we have regulations for puppy mills, but a lot of states don't.
That's right. Ours actually will take effect January 1st. So there was a period of time that, you know, large-scale breeders in our state should have been getting their amount of dogs, you know, into compliance. And so we've given them ample time to find good homes for them, to get them spayed and neutered as they have over the 50 cap. But yes, we will, in January 1st, 2010, have a new puppy mill law.
Okay. And so, but there's a lot of states, especially I think in the Midwest is where there are a lot of these large-scale
That's right.
Large-scale breeding facilities, and that those states do not have those regulations.
They don't. The Humane Society of the United States introduced 29 different puppy mill bills across state legislatures in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
I think to this date, if I'm not mistaken, Washington and Oregon and Massachusetts and New York passed those bills, which brings the number up to 7.
Okay.
Governor Schwarzenegger in California last week actually vetoed a puppy mill bill that got all the way to his desk.
Thanks, Arnold.
Yeah. So it really shows how progressive and fortunate we are to be up in the state where our legislators did a great job at giving merit to this issue.
Yeah. But it's illegal in Washington to produce dogs from, you know, that are so that the cap is 50.
Mm-hmm.
But it's legal to sell dogs who were produced in facilities that break our state law.
Yeah, and that's the disappointing part. Interstate transport of commerce is regulated by the federal government and not by the state government. So we really can only worry about our own producers. We need to educate pet stores in our state, and we need to let them know that we've made it clear in our legislature that it's not acceptable to be producing dogs in this way or buying dogs in that manner as well.
And are the regulations, the federal regulations for interstate transport for dogs, any different than, like, chickens?
No, I believe they're considered livestock. So, they would be under the humane transport laws.
You know, that's something else that for a long time I've really... I just don't understand how, okay, when they're young, they have the rights of, you know, an animal considered as livestock, but then as soon as they're purchased, they have companion animal rights, which are more.
Yeah. Welcome to the frustrating world of animal law. If someone was to, you know, kill your dog, the damages that you can claim would be probably the price of the dog, not the intrinsic value of having the companion, having your best friend taken from you, all these sort of things. And so it's a very strange and gray area and a very confusing area for the legal system as to how do you classify companion animals and when do you classify companion animals.
Right. Yeah, it's a huge gap of, it just really does not line up, really glaringly does not line up.
Right.
So we actually are
Been forming a puppy-friendly pet store initiative, and it's where your listeners can go to pet stores in the area, and, you know, if they're selling puppies, we can provide your listeners information from us to explain exactly where their dogs are coming from and the reality of what they're contributing to, and they can pledge to go puppy-free. Stores that already don't sell puppies can actually also get a puppy-free placard from us and information to keep at the register to inform their customers about puppy mills, even though they're not selling them at their store. So you can sign up for that also on our stoppuppymills.org website under puppy-friendly pet stores. You'll find a link.
Okay. And you had mentioned a shelter pet project as well?
Yeah, this is a very exciting new program, new project that we're starting in conjunction with Maddie's Fund and the Ad Council. The Ad Council has graciously donated between $40 and $80 million of free advertising, both in print and on television and radio, for the next 3 years, which mm-hmm. is geared solely at increasing adoption as an option for prospective pet owners.
Mm.
Sort of what we've found is that between or around 3.5 to 4 million healthy dogs and cats are being euthanized in shelters every year just based on space.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, these are healthy adoptable animals, and so 20% of Americans that are pet owners are adopting. That's mm-hmm. it. So only one in every five.
Mm-hmm.
If we can increase that by 20% more, that should make up that 3 to 4 million animals coming out of shelters.
Mm-hmm.
And what people need to realize is that these dogs and cats aren't in these shelters because they're bad or flawed or somehow dysfunctional animals. It really traces back to the previous owner and not knowing how to actually take care of these animals.
Right.
So we really want to promote this message that these are good animals. And the Ad Council is the group that's responsible for doing Smokey the Bear, and they did the Crash Test Dummies campaign, and they did a whole host of extremely successful ad campaigns. And they're giving their services to us for free, and it's phenomenal. And so there's mm-hmm. it's an unprecedented push to shelter adoption.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. And you can go to your listeners can go to shelterpetproject.org to learn much more about it.
Shelterpetproject.org. And is part of that, I hope part of that campaign is going to be educating people about the connection between pet stores and puppy mills and the existence of puppy mills, because I think that if a lot of people really knew, I mean, I've had a lot of clients who found out about the issue, unfortunately, after the purchase of a dog from a pet store, and if they had known,
right,
you know, they wouldn't have done it. But they, you know, you see the little puppy and you want to rescue the puppy from the cage, and what you don't realize is that you're actually supporting this really, really terrible, terrible industry.
You're absolutely right. It's education. We're in the education phase in conjunction with these other efforts we're taking.
Yeah. And then, just continuing with the getting more legislation passed to regulate these mills, because it's like, here's another thing that blows my mind is we're putting down millions of dogs and cats a year because they don't have a home. And then on the other hand, we have factories mass producing puppies. So it's like there's
the issue on the head right there. That's exactly what we're dealing
yeah,
with.
Yeah, it's like, oh, why are we just churning out these dogs when we're having to euthanize so many of them every year because there's just no space for them? And obviously the answer is because it's lots and lots of money involved. But
right.
It's where it does really have to come into the grassroots efforts and educating the public so that the consumer demands something else.
Right. And remember, other than the seven states I mentioned, the six states, puppy mills are not illegal in the United States.
Yeah.
So it really is freedom of choice, and you have the power.
Mm-hmm.
The consumer has the power.
So what can somebody do if they see that there's a pet store in their neighborhood and they are selling puppies? What can the average person do to kind of bring awareness about this, to protest this, to talk to the, you know, owners and managers of the store? I mean, what is the best course of action?
I think that's all. Those are all good suggestions. I think going and providing them information, trying to educate the pet store owner, get them on this puppy-friendly pet store list. You can actually find the list of puppies friendly pet stores across the country
mm-hmm.
at our website. It's you can not shop at the store. You can do a peaceful demonstration outside in a designated public space.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of things that we can do. But again, we can't just snap our fingers and make them stop.
Right. So they can ask the pet store owner or manager for breeder information?
Absolutely.
They can research that information online?
regardless of where you're getting your dog from, if it's a pet store or over the internet, you need to find out exactly where that dog's coming from.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully you can visit the property.
Yeah.
If they don't allow you to, then you should have your, you know, your alert going off in your head, and that's probably not the right place to be shopping at.
Yeah.
You want to ask to see the parents of the dog. There's a lot that we can do just on our own, but the Humane Society of the United States is committed to, you know, stopping puppy mills, and so you can utilize us as a resource. There's ways to get in contact with the Puppy Mill Campaign on stoppuppymill.org, and if you have questions that aren't on the frequently asked questions, then we'll be happy to assist you further.
Yeah. And two, to repeat that this isn't just pet stores, but this is a huge online industry, and to really be careful, because anybody can make a really beautiful website. I mean, it's just like pet food. Anybody can make a nice looking bag of food and say that it's the highest quality protein, but nobody's, you know, checking up on that, or there's no regulation on that. So I think something that most people say is, family, it's a family-run organization, and the busts that happened in this state were family-run organizations.
That's absolutely right.
And it was horrible cases of abuse and neglect. So can't emphasize enough shelters as an option for getting a new pet, and if you're going to a breeder, to find a local breeder or a breeder that is recommended by, like an AKC group, or go to the breed club, the local breed clubs. They're going to know the good breeders, that sort of thing, and not just take somebody's word for it. Don't meet somebody who has puppies in their car in a parking lot somewhere. Go to the facility yourself if you can.
Absolutely right. And a few other important things, too, is that 25% of the animals in shelters are purebreds. And if you can't find that the kind of dog that you have your heart set on at the shelters, there's breed rescues for every single breed group out there too.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can always utilize them as a resource.
Yeah.
And then the other key, which we didn't mention, was please spay and neuter your companion animal.
Yeah.
And don't add to this problem.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a break. Dan, we actually do have a caller. Do you have time to stick around and take a call when we come back?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that dog is for sale.
Do you want to improve your health, take less medicine, or avoid medication at all? The naturopathic physicians at the Institute of Complementary Medicine, with over 60 years of experience, will help you on natural, practical solutions for better health. Ready for your annual checkup, feeling stressed or anxious, or have a chronic problem like allergies, diabetes, or sleep issues? Call 206-726-0034 or go to www.icmedicine.com to schedule an appointment. We're located on First Hill in Seattle, and most insurance is accepted. 206-726-0034. icmedicine.com. Natural medicine at its best.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick & Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk with Your Animals, now on Thursdays at 1 p.m. I take your calls and talk with your animal companions about anything you'd like to know from them. You can also talk with your loved ones, both human and animals, on the other side. Tune in to Talk with Your Animals Thursdays at 1 with me, Joy Turner. Thanks for listening.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist, and owner of Sensitive Dog. thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's Dog Behavior Training and Nutrition Specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Tell your friends, the place to be is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Doggy in the window, the one with the waggly tail. How much
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. A fabulous choice, Eric.
Thank you. Darcy tipped me up on
Yes, she did. So we're back with Dan Paul, Washington State Director of the Humane Society of the United States. Welcome back, Dan.
Thank you so much, Julie.
And we have a caller on line one. We have Jackie in Seattle who actually has a question about dog fighting. So we're going to take her call. Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
Do you have a question for Dan?
Yes, I do. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very good, thanks.
Good. So this is not actually about puppy mills, but several weeks ago I heard on the news that there was, I think, a pit bull fighting bust somewhere locally. I want to say Graham or something like that. I'm not exactly sure where it was.
It was in Pierce County, yeah.
Pierce County, yeah. I haven't heard any updates on that. What can you tell me a little bit about what happened?
Yeah, I think there was seized 22 pit bulls down there, and there was, you know, syringes for steroids, and there was antibiotics and treadmills. And I think that they're, you know, the man was taken into custody, the suspect, and I think that they're, you know, compiling a case right now, but I don't know if, I don't know what the latest update is, and I don't know if there's anything that's been made more public than that.
Okay, well, thanks. And I actually have a second question for you.
Yes.
There's a local dog rescue group called Ginger's Rescue, and she claims to rescue mostly puppy mill dogs. And I'm in the dog community, and I've heard from concerns from other people, and I also have concerns that she's actually porting puppy mills in a way. She rescues dogs from puppy mills that are sick or puppy mills that are going under, but there is some kind of word on the street that she's actually paying for these dogs and charging really high adoption costs. So I was just wondering if you knew anything specific about her rescue.
No, I know Ginger's the name. I haven't had a chance to check him out myself.
Okay.
But I think that's a real concern, too, is that when we get these dogs out of these, you know, horrible situations, we want to make sure that they don't get placed in some of these questionable rescue groups that, you know, are really hoarding situations. And that happens a lot. And, you know, it doesn't happen all the time, but, I mean, it happens more than you think. And so,
yeah,
I can't actually answer on Ginger's rescue, but I think that's a really good heads up, and I'll, you know, see what the
community. How would we go about, or how could I go about finding out more information about her rescue specifically? Because I actually have talked to her, and I haven't gotten a straight answer, and I still don't feel, comfortable referring people to her, but I'm wondering if there is a way for me to check it out myself.
Yeah, I'd check with the local shelter, local Humane Society, and see if they've worked with her.
Okay.
Also, you can ask her directly to see her facility, and so check it out.
Okay.
But, if you give me your phone number off the air, I can always kind of fill you in with what I can come up with as well.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, of course.
All right, thanks for the call, Jackie. So, Dan, you mentioned that sometimes these puppy mill rescue or puppy mill bust dogs can just end up in another hoarding situation.
Yeah.
So what is that? Would it be like foster homes that just kind of get out of control, or?
Yeah, I think hoarding is a really, so sort of strange psychological phenomenon. I'm not, you know, a psychologist, but from what I've heard, what I've gathered is it's, you know, people think that they're doing the right thing, and they don't quite see exactly the trauma that they're putting these animals back in. They feel like no one can take care of them better than they can, that sort of mentality. And so oftentimes there's such sort of traumatic stories surrounding these animals that people want to do their best to help. And, you know, they might take ones that are the last, you know, stragglers at the local shelters that have been rescued, because they may have need more special care. But, you know, if they're not properly rehabilitated and you know, back adopted to forever homes, then, you know, they're right back to where they were. So, yeah, it's you know, it happens. We try to do our best to mitigate against that.
Yeah. Such a complex situation.
Right.
Much like many other things.
Right.
Well, again, those websites for people to check out and get more information, there's a couple of them, stoppuppymills.org and shelterpetproject.org. And it sounds like we can look forward to some commercials about the intention is to increase shelter adoption.
That's correct.
And what was that? Who somebody donated that?
Yeah, the Ad Council donated you know, $40 to $80 million per year to this project.
Wow! Yeah. And so that'll be in all different forms of media.
Right. Right.
Okay.
And yeah, feel free to also visit our homepage at humanesociety.org. It has links to all these different options, and you can you know, find other campaigns and projects as well at that site.
Okay. And so that website is just humanesociety.org?
That's correct.
Okay. And is that Washington or is that...
No, that's we are a national organization.
Okay. And so you're the Washington State Director of a national Society of the United States.
We are actually the world's largest animal welfare organization. We have over 11 million members, and which is one out of every 30 Americans. So it's a pretty staggering number, and it's you know, really we're trying to reflect the voice of our constituency.
Yeah, it's you know, it's just education. You get so many, one out of every 30, you said?
Yeah.
In the country, and then yet we have these thriving puppy pet stores selling puppies from these horrible situations. It's
exactly,
like,
yeah.
Educate.
Hey, we're trying to turn the tide and, you know, tip the scales a bit here.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for being on the show. It was wonderful to have you back.
My pleasure. Thank you again for having me.
And we'll look forward to having you back again in probably several months for updates and to talk about current issues. And my best to you. And thanks again for being on the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it so much.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
Bye.
All right. Very informative information there about puppy mills and pet stores. And because we've been talking about that. I've been talking about that the past couple shows. I found out some interesting information. I went into a pet store that sells puppies and asked them for information on the breeders. And all I was able to get were names and addresses, just physical addresses, no website, no phone number. So all I could do was basically just search online for the names and addresses. And I actually was able to come up with a USDA inspection report on one of these puppy mills. So there's the proof. And it, you know, it's interesting. So I definitely recommend and really just ask when you're out there, if you do come across a store that does sell puppies, to ask the management or staff for breeder information and ask them about it and really just, you know, let them know about what it is that they're supporting and that you don't support that. And then you can even picket if you want on find out where the public land is and just make up some signs and draw attention to it. So very, very important issue, the overpopulation issue. Like Dan said, there's like 4 million dogs and cats that get euthanized every year. 4 million. That's crazy. And yet we have these factories just churning out puppies, many of which are sick and genetically unsound. So it's just mind-boggling, Eric.
I agree.
Well.
But it's nice to know that there's things that we can do about it.
Absolutely.
As concerned people.
Well, and there's organizations that are, and that ad space donation is awesome.
Yeah.
So I have a local event happening here in Seattle. Dog-o-ween is happening.
Oh, it's coming up fast.
Is Saturday, October 24th at Genesee Park off-leash area. That is 45th Avenue South and South Genesee Street. So if you just take Genesee off of Rainier South in Seattle, you'll come to Genesee Park on your right. Will probably be hard to miss given that it is a doggy costume party and contest. So Dog-o-ween is 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. this Saturday, October 24th at Genesee Park off-leash area. I saw a friend of mine just dressed their Boston Terrier up in a bride outfit that had like foam arms that came out, so the dog's front legs acted like human bottom legs, and then it had these foam arms holding a flower bouquet and like a veil.
These dogs put up with so much.
And it was a Boston Terrier. Oh, so funny.
So that leads me to the question, do you dress your dogs up for Dog-o-ween?
No, I don't. I don't typically dress my dogs up. Although I did get, because I have a dachshund, so of course you've got to get the costume that is just two hot dog buns and a line of ketchup across the back. But I got that for her when she was younger, and she doesn't fit into it anymore. She's a jumbo dog now.
That's right. She's a foot long.
Yeah. Well, we are going to do the drawing for after we come back from break. I'm going to have Eric pull the name for the long-awaited Dog Talk Show gift basket drawing. We are giving away a copy of Dogged Pursuit, a copy of Lost Pet Chronicles, and $50 in wellness pet food gift vouchers, Dog Talk Show car sticker, big bag of Bit of Love treats. So it's a really nice dog.
Perfect thing to have on hand for Dog-o-ween.
Indeed.
Is the Bit of Love treats.
Indeed. So we're going to do that drawing when we come back in just a few minutes. We're going to take a break. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Dogs are everywhere, almost everywhere that I go.
Are you a doctor, dentist, or therapist? Have you ever wished you could take your dog to work with you? Visit HealingAllies.com to find out how you can train your dog to become a clinical therapy dog in your office or clinic. Clinical therapy dogs provide people with joy, affection, and emotional support in healthcare settings. Research shows that therapy animals have positive psychological and physiological effects on clients and patients. Meet your newest staff member, your dog. Visit HealingAllies.com or call 206-406-1455 for more information. That's HealingAllies.com.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked in custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started. I'm Rich Hallstrom. Join me and my co-host Tim Humphrey every Monday at 1 p.m. here on Alternative Talk 1150 for Motivation with a Purpose, where we will tell the inspiring stories of people from all walks of life. Motivation with a Purpose every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m. here on Alternative Talk 1150 a.m.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
Spread the word. You don't have to settle for the usual talk radio. Now there's Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Certainly not the usual show. All right, we're going to have Eric draw a name from the cup.
Yeah,
we hear it mixing right now, all of the names.
I'm shaking it up, so it's totally random.
Shaking it up, and so everybody who emailed me when I asked you two to let me know that you were listening got entered into a drawing for a Dog Talk Show gift basket, and Eric's going to draw the name. So, Eric,
I think everybody's disqualified, though, because I see on the tickets it says keep this coupon. So if they did not keep the coupon... Then yeah. I don't know if they.
I did not mail them the coupon.
Oh, okay.
They don't have an e-coupon.
All right.
Now, do you have a drum roll?
I do have a drum roll.
All right, good.
So, I think these are thoroughly mixed. I'm milking this maybe a little longer than I should, but it's just fun shaking
this thing
up.
We've been waiting for weeks and weeks for this drawing.
All right, I think we've got a winner here. Let me go ahead and. Oh, all right. Congratulations to Joanne Swartzinger. Yeah.
Excellent.
There we go.
All right.
Not related to Arnold
Schwarzenegger.
Oh, right. Okay.
Negger, who just vetoed the puppy mill bill that made it all the way to his desk.
Yes. Yeah, we wouldn't give him a basket. Well, we'd give him a basket, but not with the same treats.
No.
We'd give him something else in there.
Yeah, really.
A flaming something.
Yeah, so it might pick up off the sidewalk. So, Joanne, I've got your email address. I will be emailing you, letting you know that you are the winner, and get your mailing address and get that out to you.
Yeah, congratulations.
So we do have time.
It pays to listen to the Dog Talk Show.
Every week it does.
Absolutely. This is like the prize givenest show on the radio.
Yeah, and I've got another prize. Right now, I have a very easy trivia question.
All right.
Right now, if you can call in, be the first caller to tell me a breed of dog that is black and white.
Oh, we should give the phone number here, 425-373-5527, or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-KKNW. A breed of dog that's black and white.
Breed of dog that's black and white. First caller gets
$50. And red all over?
No.
Okay.
First caller gets $50 in wellness pet food gift vouchers. So if you can call in and just tell us a breed of dog that is black and white. And there are many to choose from, 425-373-5527, or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. I'd love to give out $50 in wellness pet food gift vouchers right now.
That would be very cool. 425-373-5527, or 888-298-KKNW. That's 888-298-5569.
Breed of dog that is black and white.
Now is
I can think of... Many. What was that joke, though? What's black and white? Oh, a skunk with a rash?
Well, there's about 100 different black and white, red all over jokes. You know, the classic one is the newspaper.
A newspaper?
Yes.
What's black and white? Oh, right, right, right. I knew a skunk with a rash when I was little. Well, we have, I think I'm going to give Darcy a little bit of time.
Yeah, we got to
jump
give her
the
a
gun
second.
Too fast.
We got to give her a second.
Well, remember, Dog-O-Ween is this weekend, Saturday, October 24th at Genesee Park, off-leash area, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you just go east on Genesee Street off of Rainier, you'll see the park on your right. And we have Denise on line one in Milton. Hi, Denise.
Hi.
So do you have a dog breed that's black and white?
Does it have to be one that I own or just a...
Nope, just any breed.
Okay, how about a Border Collie?
Border Collie. Excellent. Good one. So
Very good.
You win $50 in wellness pet food gift vouchers.
Very good. Thank you.
So we're going to send you back to Darcy and get your mailing information, and we'll get that out to you.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thanks, Denise. Let's take Nancy on line two and see if Nancy has another black and white breed. We'll get her out some treats and a car sticker if she can give me. Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
Do you have a black and white breed?
Cute little Boston Terrier.
Boston Terrier. Very good. So you weren't the first caller, but thanks so much for calling in. And we'll get you out some Bit O' Love dog treats, a big bag of those, and a Dog Talk Show car sticker.
Wonderful.
So will you hold on for just another minute? We're going to send you back to Darcy and get your mailing information. Okay. Thanks, Nancy. All right. Black and white.
Not only is this the prize-givenest talk show on the air, it's also the winning listeningest.
Winningest.
talk show on the air.
Yep.
We've got more winners listening to this show than probably any other show.
Winners every day, every week, I should say. So
and wieners, wiener dogs, anyway.
Oh, my little Leia. So I had another announcement. Well, as usual, of course. Well, all of the archive shows are on the website, which is dogtalkshow.com. So if you are a new listener and you've missed any shows or any parts of any shows, feel free to go to the website, dogtalkshow.com, go to the podcast page, and you'll see all the shows there at your disposal.
You'll be able to fetch several classic episodes.
Yes. You can listen to the first Dan Paul interview among many, many, many others. We've had some wonderful guests and wonderful shows. And you just click on the show, and it'll start to play for you. So I've been doing a song dedication at the end of each show since I had to put my old beloved dog, Chewy, down. I think it was about 6 weeks ago now. And I've just been going through that experience of grieving him and missing him. And we had a show where we had people call in and share their stories of dogs that they have loved and still love and have lost. And I've asked people to email me, host@dogtalkshow.com, and let me know if you'd like me to dedicate a song to your dog. Could be your dog that's still living. It could be a dog that passed away a few years ago. And I had a dedication last week to Kona, and then Kona so generously shared her dedication with Zeke. I think they were both Australian. One was an Australian cattle dog, one's an Australian shepherd. And I got another email, so if you would like to email me and let me know and request a song dedication, or if you'd like me to choose a song for your dog, I'd be happy to do that on air. So I got an email from Kelly in Pennsylvania, and she wrote, "I know you're looking for requests and dedications for the end of the show, and I would like to see if you would play Don't Worry Baby by the Beach Boys and dedicate it to my boxer, Joey, who passed away in 2006. He was my rock through a lot of rough times in my life, and I miss him every day." So we're going to do that. We're going to, in just a few minutes, as we wrap up the show, we're going to play Don't Worry Baby by the Beach Boys, dedicated to Joey the Boxer, Kelly's boy. So we'll look forward to that. I don't think I'm familiar with that song. So.
Oh, it's a classic.
Mm. Shocking that I'm not familiar with it. So also too, we do have ad space available on the show if you're interested in receiving information about advertising your company or business. You can email me, host@dogtalkshow.com. Also too, if you have a community function or school function that you would like me to speak at, I love to do those types of events. You can send me an email, host@dogtalkshow.com. And let me know. I did a event in Ballard in Seattle at a community center. They had a Life with Dogs event with people from the community who came by, and there were a bunch of professionals there, and it was really fun. I love to do that kind of stuff. So get in touch, and I would I'd be happy to be there if I can make it. So we're going to November 4th we have on Dr. Michael Fox, an author of Not Fit for a Dog. He wrote a book about the pet food industry since the recall that happened a couple years ago. So I look forward to that interview. We've got lots of authors coming up in November.
It seems like they all have animal last names, too. I don't know. Often it's cat or cats.
Fox.
Yeah. And now Fox.
Paul?
Okay. I met the authors that write books about animals. Yeah.
So well, that's it for today. We're going to leave you with Don't Worry, Baby for Joey the Boxer. And thanks for listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Blue Bird, she-